Chris Morning Update, Monday, April the 10th. 大家好，欢迎来到4月10号星期一的早报。在国际方面呢，习川的海湖庄园会议结束，双方强调合作，表示中美关系取得了重大进展。在医改方面呢，北京医改挂号正式实施，挂号费取消，患者感受药品价格变化，数千药品降价 20%。在财经方面呢，我们给美国算个账，59枚战斧式导弹补库存到底需要多少钱呢？在武汉本地新闻方面，4月8号武汉成立了招财局，泰康保险陈东升、小米科技雷军等16人分别受聘于武汉的招财顾问和招财大使。另外9号呢，武汉马拉松在雨中开跑，摩洛哥和埃塞俄比亚选手分别获得男女组冠军。Chinese President Xi Jinping and its U.S. counterpart Donald Trump pledged on Friday to expand mutually beneficial cooperation and manage differences on the basis of mutual respect. The two leaders also agreed that their first meeting, held at a seaside Mar-a-Lago resort in the U.S. state of Florida, was positive and fruitful. During their talks over the past 2 days, Xi and Trump exchanged views on key areas of bilateral cooperation, as well as global and regional issues of common concern. Xi said his first meeting with Trump bears unique significance to the development of China-US ties. China and the United States are now each other's biggest trading partner, from which the two peoples benefit a lot, said Xi Jinping.He also said China is pushing forward the supply-side structural reform, boosting domestic demand and increasing the share of the service industry in its national economy. On April the 8th, Beijing started a landmark reform drive Saturday that will separate drug sales from medical treatment at public hospitals, lower medical expenses and improve services for patients. As of 6 a.m., 2,605 Beijing hospitals had switched to a new billing system, which replaced a registration and treatment fee with a higher medical service charge, but scraped the previous markup on drugs, which was as high as 15% in the old pricing system. Reform is applicable to more than 3,600 medical institutions citywide, while some 1,000 small village clinics are not yet equipped with computerized billing system.Said Gao Xiaojun, spokesperson with the Beijing Health and Family Planning Commission. At Beijing Children's Hospital, one of the busiest downtown hospitals, dozens of children and their parents at the emergency room shortly after midnight. Price changes were also seen across 435 medical services offered at public hospitals and clinics. The reform has reduced fees for the use of certain equipment, such as computer tomography, the CT, and nuclear magnetic resonance, the NMR, but increased charges for certain medical services that involved a lot of experience, expertise, or staff time.According to calculations, the overall medical costs for Beijing residents will remain balanced and there will be no increased burden on patients, said Fang Liaying, head of the Beijing Municipal Health and Family Planning Commission. Meanwhile, the community hospitals and medical institutions have been given the same access to medicines that were once only prescribable at high-end hospitals.So exactly how much it costs to replace the 59 Tomahawk missiles Trump fired on Syria? Each Tomahawk missile made by Raytheon costs about $1 million, so it would cost about $16 million to replace the cruise missiles that the U.S. military rained on Syrian targets Thursday night. So each Tomahawk missile made by the Raytheon is likely to cost $1 million, according to the experts. The U.S. used 59 of them on a Syrian airbase in response to Syrian government's chemical weapon attacks that killed scores of civilians earlier this week. The Navy's 2017 budget has the future missiles at a unit cost of $1.5 million, higher than the previous year's.But that is probably because the Navy is winding down the program and does not plan, at least for now, on buying more Tomahawks after this year, said Todd Harrison, also a director with the CSIS. Tomahawks can be launched from a ship or submarine. Yesterday's Tomahawk missiles were launched from two U.S. Navy destroyers in the Mediterranean Sea, according to reports. The Tomahawk had been part of the U.S. military arsenal for three decades and were first used during the 1991 Gulf War. Newer iterations of the missiles were last used in the October to strike targets in Yemen after attacks on U.S. Navy ships. The value of the Tomahawk comes from their long range, their precision, and the fact that they don't require putting a pilot in hostile airspace, said Lexicon Institutes. And that wraps up today's update. Stay tuned for our version on the 11th.